Welcome to Eureka Street Crypto. This is my anti-professional crypto channel. I'm just a barely sane dude who fell down the cryptocurrency rabbit hole. This channel is my fumbling attempt to communicate myself outside my own head about my journey in the crypto space. It is basically my brain dump. None of this is actual financial advice.
Good morning. Hey, time to wake up. But today we don't have to go to work. It is Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2021. And it's 6:36 in the morning. I've been up for about 2 hours now. I just went to sleep early last night because I was tired. And yesterday I had an interview with IDEX intern. He's a crypto anon that has been, listening to my channel for a while or watching my channel. And I really appreciate the interview. It was a really good interview. And we just talked about all sorts of stuff. And that's the type of free flowing stuff that I like, where we just kind of get carried away on topics and stuff like that. And it's just like a really good back and forth interaction. Those are always the funnest. We ended up talking at one point about DeFi kingdoms, or he said he mentioned it, and the fact that he mentioned it garnered some attention from some other people that watched the channel. Fahim .eth is another one that was like, "Whoa, man! He mentioned DeFi kingdoms," and so I was just like, "Okay, I need to check this out," because we at the end started talking about like gamify and stuff like that. So I was just like, man, I need to check this out. So I went to bed early so I could get up, and I just woke up at like 4:30 this morning. I was like, dude, I got to go check out DeFi Kingdoms and see what it's all about. And then I found out that it's like on the Harmony blockchain, which you see this, website playing right here. And I was like, oh man, another blockchain I got to sit here and go down a rabbit hole on, because I just finished going down a rabbit hole on Phantom, and then I've gone down rabbit holes on Avalanche and all sorts of other stuff besides Ethereum, because there's a bunch of other layer ones out right now. There's no, I don't think Ethereum killers. I just think that there are a lot of other options out there that are being built for specific niches. And they will all kind of interact with each other in a composable sort of way, like Lego blocks, everybody kind of interacting with each other. And there's a lot of DeFi platforms that are working that way right now too. So let's take a quick look over here at old CoinGecko to start with. Again, this is my video blog, aka morning brain dump, and I do this every single morning if you're new to the show. And this is nothing formal about this show, for sure, nothing professional. This is just me kind of like trying to talk about crypto and get it out of my system before I bother my friends and family about it all day. Sometimes, like being on crypto Twitter and stuff like that, it's given me an outlet to be able to talk to other like-minded people who are just as into this stuff as I am, because there's so many things to cover in the crypto space. It's insane, all the different disciplines and topics and ways you can approach it, either from a gamer perspective, like Metaverse perspective, from a financial perspective, from a privacy perspective, from a libertarian perspective, from an artist perspective, from a governance perspective. There are so many different ways you can approach cryptocurrency, not just some kind of speculator or trader, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you're not going to be seeing me here like looking at charts and trying to figure out and predict the future of any of this stuff. The old timers say, well, crypto's too volatile. You got to put your assets in something safe. Sure. Okay. I get it. But I'm not necessarily putting my, mortgaging, borrowing against my house to put into this stuff, never put in more than you can afford to spend, but this stuff is fun, dude, and it's like a puzzle sometimes, especially when you're trying to get different blockchains to transfer back and forth and interact with each other. So it's like a total mind game, brain tease. It's insane. So I kind of went on a total mind game brain tease thing with trying to get tokens over to Harmony late last night, and then before I went to bed, and then really early this morning, because I wanted to play this game DeFi Kingdoms that they were talking about, because I'm kind of really starting to get into this whole gamify. I've never really been a gamer. I would play games on my phone, like the little multiplayer games on your phone and stuff like that. The Conflict of Nations, I'd play that. Back in the day, I played Sid Meier's Civilization. Way back in the day, I played Metal Gear Solid before even multiplayer stuff back in like 1999. And then, or no, it was about 2002 or 2001 or something like that. I don't know. About 2000, yeah. And then before that, you know, I grew up playing all like the Super Nintendo and Mario, you know. And then before that, you know, I played even like TurboGrafx. If any of you guys can remember that game console system. And what was it, Devil's Crush pinball game? You know, so yeah, if you guys remember that, you know you're an old timer, you know. And then back in computer science class, we had the 7.5-inch floppy disks that we would write cool little choose your own adventure games on in BASIC. And I was in the 7th grade, and 7.5. These are not the stiff 5.5-inches. These are the 7.5-inch floppy disks, like literally floppy. So that's kind of my experience with gaming and stuff like that. Let me get to where we are now. Did I say I'm not sponsored by anybody and I'm not shilling anything? Okay, I try to say that every, you know, I'm not a financial advisor, you know, I'm not your teacher or anything either. So, okay, now we've got that all the way and I got my kombucha. I don't have my spicy cayenne kombucha today. The one that puts hair on your chest. They're sold out at the grocery store. So I got a bubbly rose. All right. Okay. So let's see here. So I went into DeFi Kingdom. I was like, okay, I got to check out this game that they're talking about. You know, I was like, so start playing. So I was like, okay, let's start playing. Let's see what's up with this. And then it's a DeFi game built on the blockchain, designed with usable NFTs. Cool, you know, like there's a cool little meeting app too that a lot of people are starting to jump on called GatherTown, and it's like a cool way to have like you know, conferences or community calls and stuff like that, and everybody jumps in, and there are these like little 8-bit video game character type of, there's a lot of stuff going on that looks like old Zelda, you know, old video games and stuff like that. This total like 16-bit, 8-bit type of stuff. So here we go. So now I can play the game, because at first I jumped in and I had to read the tutorial. I had to go through the little tutorial, and then it asked me if I had MetaMask. It asked me if I had like a Brave or Chrome browser or any of the specific browsers. And then it asked me if I had any Harmony One in my wallet. I did not have Harmony One, and I was like, oh, this is on the Harmony blockchain. So I had to figure out how to get Harmony One and how to get it to me. It says in the instructions, the best way to do that would be to go to either Binance, which I can't because I'm in Texas and I don't have a Binance account, and I can't even use Binance US in Texas. And I, even if I get a VPN, I suppose that I could, you know, swap it over on PancakeSwap. Now, I guess I could have done that, but I didn't think about it at the time. Or I could use crypto.com. Hey, good morning, Brian D. Thanks for jumping on and saying what's up. It's not Christmas yet. It's Christmas Eve. So it's not technically Christmas. I'm going to be back on Christmas morning for sure. All right. So what's up? And then I'll... Oh, shoot. I thought I was typing. There we go. Brian D. All right. So, okay. Anyway, so I ended up... Okay, so my two options were crypto.com and were Binance. All right. So I have a crypto.com account, but I was like, I don't really want to put like fiat dollars, because I already spent enough on Christmas, and I just, you know, I don't like any more just like dumping dollars like from my paycheck into crypto anymore, because I'm earning crypto by, you know, doing video stuff and animations and, you know, participating in DAO activity and stuff like that. And then that helps to fund my little addiction here. And I'm also farming crypto and DeFi platforms. I've really been doing well in a lot of these ohm forks, you know. Like, for instance, I just cashed out on a bunch of Hector DAO stuff. I've been doing Abracadabra Money, Wonderland.Money, Ohm, Klima DAO. You know, and all these different types of ohm forks have really, these rebase tokens have been doing well for me. So I've been finding other ways to earn crypto is what I'm trying to say. All right. So I was like, okay, I don't want to transfer from Ethereum layer one because that's going to cost an arm and a leg because it just, you know, it's Ethereum layer one is expensive with gas prices. And that's the problem with Ethereum layer one. And it's kind of slow too. So you're stuck with this timer. You're just kind of like, oh, dude, it's going to take forever to transfer up. So I was like, I have, you know, a bunch of Ethereum, well, not a bunch, I mean, relatively speaking, a bunch for me, you know, sitting on Polygon. So I will take some of that Ethereum and I will switch it and I will transfer, you know, I will buy some Harmony One and I will transfer that over to the Harmony blockchain. Well, first things first, I had to set up the RPC for Harmony. So, and if you have made a mask, you can go in and, you know, change your RPC. And what that is, it just allows an RPC is whenever your MetaMask is switched over to a different blockchain. And I have like a billion RPCs in my MetaMask here. I'll show you real quick. Now I have Harmony One added in, but I have Avalanche, I have Phantom, I even have like Energy Web Token and Meter. And hold on, let me open up my MetaMask and show you. So how to change your RPC in Polygon. It's the same as you would change your RPC in any blockchain. You know, I got Polygon, I got Arbitrum, you name it, I got it, you know? So, yeah. So you basically just go right there and you're made a mask and you just, you know, hit the down button. I've gone over this in a several other videos, so I'm sorry if I'm going to be kind of short and quick with this. If my computer will allow me, it's always when I'm live streaming like this, the computer, you know, likes to drag, but either way, so yeah, you just go in and you change your settings, and then you can basically Google I don't use Google, I use pre-search. All right, so right now, let me go ahead and get this on extended view so you can see the MetaMask, and one second here. So right here, extend view, expand view. Okay, here we go. All right. So, while that's loading, okay. So anyway, I put in the RPC for Harmony, and then I was just like, okay, so how do I get this from Polygon over to Harmony, this Ethereum? So the first thing I did is I had to figure out how I could buy some sort of like wrapped Harmony token on the Polygon blockchain, because I looked at different bridges and, different bridges would swap up different coins. I wasn't really able, I had wrapped Ethereum, so I wasn't really able to swap up wrapped Ethereum on like, there's any swap, there's multi-chain. So let's see here. Okay, this is my RPC, this is my MetaMask wallet right here. Okay, I got 259 one tokens now, and it was a pain in the ass to get it there. Here's all my different RPCs. You know, I got Ethereum, of course, Harmony, Phantom, Moonriver, Polygon, Avalanche, Meter, a Mumbai testnet, Volta, Arbitrum, Optimism, Huobi, XDAI, Binance, Energy Web Token, some other testnets, all the standard testnets. So yeah, I do this. I play around on different blockchains, and this is fun to me. A lot of people don't like this stuff, but to me, this is fun. You know, it's like a puzzle trying to figure out how to get all this stuff to bridge over and how to work it. You know, so yeah, I don't bum money, but it kind of costs a lot sometimes to sit here and try to figure out how to get all this stuff to work. And I've lost some cryptocurrency by sending things wrong and stuff like that. So I always recommend that you send like a little test transaction of just, you know, a few bucks of each one, not like your whole, you know, buttload amount. So all right, so I was just like, okay, I got this point, you know, four Ethereum, I'll transfer 0.1 Ethereum up to the Harmony blockchain, but I gotta figure out how to do that. So I started looking at bridges, and I first came across, let's see here, AnySwap. And right here, here's AnySwap. And like, I had wrapped Ethereum and I was just like, okay, you know, let's see what we have here. So wrapped Ethereum on, on one, Harmony One. So I needed to move that wrapped Ethereum from Matic, which is Polygon. I remember back when it was called Matic way back in the day. Oh, I'm an old timer. So And the cool thing about like the Harmony One chain is whenever you switched it over, it just asked me automatically if I wanted to update my RPC to include the Harmony blockchain in my MetaMask. And I was like, yes, you know, so that was easy peasy. I didn't even have to go in and find the RPC address. So while I wait for this MetaMask to load in any swap, but basically my point is with any swap, I was not finding a way to upload wrapped Ethereum to Harmony One blockchain. So I was like, oh man. So I'm sitting here, it's asking me if page unresponsive. Okay. It was asking me if I wanted to, so then I had to figure out, okay, well, what token can I move up to the Harmony blockchain? So I was like, I can't do wrapped Ethereum. So I can move maybe Matic or some kind of stable coin probably. So I searched around a few stable coins and I thought I could do it to a USDC. Here, I'm going to switch network over here to Harmony. Okay, so I'm switching network so cancel all pending transactions. Okay, no problem. Okay, so I didn't have any pending transactions anyway. All right. So while the page refreshes, I had to find some token that I could bridge up there. And I couldn't bring wrapped Ethereum up there. So I couldn't swap anything to Harmony One because Harmony One is on, you know, Harmony One blockchain. So I had to find out a way to find some kind of Ethereum version of Harmony One. And I ended up finding a wrapped Harmony One. And I found out as well that SushiSwap is compatible. You can swap back and forth with Harmony One. So a couple days ago, I talked about the fact that Uniswap is like Ethereum specific, like they are hardcore Ethereum. And I don't think that's the future. I think the future is, you know, all these is interoperability. And I think for 2022, and this is just like my opinion, man, but I think for 2022, we're going to see a lot of these dApps open up to tons of different blockchains. You know, of course, you know, Ethereum is still going to be like the settlement layer. But okay, so so I'm on AnySwap. So let's see here. Let me see if I can move. Okay, so we have AnySwap. Let me go over here to the options of what I can move from Matic up to Harmony. Okay, so we have AnySwap, and let me switch tokens. And what do we have here? We got a buttload of stuff. Banana, Bart. Let's see. Bart. as I scroll, I'm scrolling down, and I see I wasn't really finding anything that was in my wallet that I could do. So that was kind of that kind of sucked. And then so I went over to SushiSwap, and I did find that I could buy some wrapped Harmony. So as I take you over to SushiSwap, let's go over here, App Sushi. Okay, so I did find that I could trade from Matic to wrapped Harmony. So I think this probably would have been easier if I were able to just go from Ethereum to Harmony, but I didn't want to go from Ethereum to Harmony. I wanted to go from Polygon to Harmony, and going from like some kind of layer two or other blockchain to another, you know, non-Ethereum blockchain can kind of be problematic. So let's see here. Let's just try, you know, this wrapped Ether. Yeah. It's real hard to do shows whenever when you're live streaming. But anyway, I could do that, and then I found a way to all right. I swapped from wrapped Ether to wrapped W1 token. All right, so I did that on SushiSwap, and then once I did that, I found a way to bridge that W1. All right, so Okay, so whatever. All right, so I found a way to bridge that, but any swap wouldn't do it. So I took that wrapped one and I went to multi-chain, which is what any swap has migrated towards. So I don't know what's going to happen to any swap, but any swap is now going to become multi-chain. And that is a router. All right, so let's take a look at multi-chain's website. And it's multichain.org. And it's just basically a router, a bridge to allow a bunch of different types of blockchains to interconnect with each other. And they don't have, you can't take just every coin and crisscross them to every single bridge. Certain coins can be transferred to certain bridges. So you have to try to figure out which ones can go from what bridge to what. So I had to figure out which coins could go from Polygon to Harmony. And so wrapped one could go from Polygon to Harmony. So I used multichain.org to go from Polygon to Harmony. All right, so here's the homepage, cross-chain router protocol, ultimate router for Web 3.0. Why multi-chain? Non-custodial plus MPC. MPC, the powerful symbol of decentralization, processes multi-chain cross-chain bridging and smart contract methods on other chains. Now you see why I said earlier that all this stuff is a puzzle, and to me it's like a game. Some people don't enjoy this stuff, but I like this type of problem solving. So anyway, here's why multi-chain again? No slippage swap. Multi-chain's one-to-one swap enables users to perform zero slippage transfers and eliminate the hidden cost associated with automated market makers. So a lot of times whenever you use an automated market maker type of DEX, there will be some slippage, and slippage means the, the price changes while you're doing the trade and stuff like that. And, but automated market maker, as you may not know, is like basically what decentralized exchanges are based on, like Uniswap and Bancor as well. It was like one of the first, Bancor was one of the first automated market makers, but that's basically where you provide liquidity as a user, and any user can provide liquidity, which is where you put 50% of one token and 50% of another token to equal 100% into a pool. So that way, whenever trades are being made, the liquidity, the money is right there for people to dip in and take out and stuff like that, instead of order book type of exchanges where they have to find some kind of buyer and seller and match them together. Yeah. So, all right. So, and then another reason for why multi-chain router. The router allows users to swap between any two chains freely. It reduces fees and makes it easier to move between chains. And it has been, up until recently, with a lot of these multi-chain solutions starting to come out and interoperability being a new focus, it has been very difficult to transfer from one blockchain to another. And it's basically just siloed people and blockchains into one another. And it's created like this sense of tribalism, this sense of blockchain loyalty that has been, really kind of problematic. You can see it all over Twitter, and echo chambers are created. If you only follow, for instance, like Chainlink Marines, that's all you're going to hear about. And then you'll think Chainlink thing is the greatest thing since sliced bread, no matter what, because you never hear any other opinions. And the same thing, for XRP, DigiByte's another big one. Hex is like a huge one. If you only follow specific people of certain projects, then you're going to get caught in that echo chamber. What is called again? I like your name. Is saying, it's a 4 A's and 3 A's, saying what is called again. I'm assuming you're talking about this. This is multichain.org. And this is the way that I'm trying to bridge from Polygon to Harmony. And so here I am trying to bridge from some kind of, a sidechain layer 2 Ethereum solution to some other blockchain that is not Ethereum, instead of just going from Ethereum to Harmony or from a fiat exchange, like centralized exchange, like crypto.com and Binance, directly to Harmony. All right. So I'm trying to do two alternate solutions to each other. And I did it. All right. So I'm telling you how I did it. So what I did is I took wrapped Ethereum that I had in my Polygon wallet. I went to SushiSwap. I swapped that over for wrapped one token, the Harmony One token. And then I took that wrapped Harmony One token and I went over here to multichain.org. And then that's where I swapped it. And I bridged that wrapped one token up on to the Harmony One blockchain. All right. So look at all these supported chains on the multichain.org. There's Arbitrum. I've never even heard of Aurora, Avalanche, Binance Smart Chain, Bitcoin. I don't really know much about Blocknet. Boba's brand new. Celo, that's like the little Coinbase darling. Colossus XT, I don't know that. Kronos, that's a crypto.com one. Ethereum, Phantom, Fusion, I don't know either. Harmony, we've been talking about Huobi, IOTEX, I don't know that one. KCC, Litecoin, Moonriver, OEC, Polygon, Shida Network. I don't know that one. Syscoin, NEVM. All right. Telos, Terra, and XDAI. So that's a lot of chains, you know. man, if we can get this type of interoperability moving into 2022 at like and make it happen quick and easy, then we will start seeing Gamify, I believe, really take off. But until then, it's only like weird problem solvers like me that like to jump in and try to figure this crap out that are gonna do this. And you know, it's cool, you know, because right now there's a lot of money to be made whenever you are sitting out, you know, testing out applications, beta trialing a lot of this stuff. I've gotten some really healthy airdrops because I've participated in really early in a lot of these projects. And then later on, once they form a token, they like to reward the early contributors and testers and stuff like that. So as a result, I've gotten the Uniswap airdrop, the 1-inch airdrop. I've gotten the Swapper airdrop. I've gotten, you know, a lot of different airdrops and it's been pretty rad. And I got an ENS domain name, like way back last spring. And, you know, I got that airdrop and that was a healthy one. So yeah. So here's a cross-chain ecosystem. It includes Abracadabra Money, Multi-Chain XYZ, Spooky Swap, Spirit Swap, which are both on Phantom, Solar Beam, Token Pocket, XY Finance, Dopamine App, LI Finance, and Mover Network. Cool. And then 1,216 plus supported tokens, and that's a buttload. And I'm not going to go look at them all. So anyway, so let's go over here to this multi-chain cross. This router. So look right here. So you can see AnySwap on the Matic to AnySwap on the FSN blockchain. That's not what I did. I'm sorry. I did not use multi-chain. I completely threw. I tried to use multi-chain router. I ended up using Relay app for this. Okay. My apologies. I completely steered you guys wrong. I was looking at multi-chain app and I was looking at AnySwap, okay? And see, this is like me doing these broadcasts and me doing this live. And I'm trying to like figure all this stuff as I go along because I'm just like you, man. And like we're all trying to figure this stuff out. So multi-chain app was not working because I could not get the wrapped one up there. So I ended up going over here to Relay and I found Relay through QuickSwap. All right. And I was able to also swap Matic to wrapped one here on QuickSwap. So yeah, you got SushiSwap over there and you have QuickSwap and they're both on Polygon. What's up, Leonardo Dantas? Thanks, man. I appreciate you throwing out some support there. So Relay Chain was where I actually ended up bridging up to Harmony. Okay, sorry. It took me a second to get that out. Oh, man. All right, so here we go. Relay Chain, it can be found on QuickSwap, all right? So right here, you go to QuickSwap and you click this little bridge. There's the Matic proof of POS, not piece of shit, but it's proof of stake. There's a Relay and there's Sol. I don't know what Sol is. I've used this Matic POS to bridge between Ethereum and Matic before, but I've never really used Relay. So I came over here to Relay. And here's a sending from Polygon to Harmony. So you go like this, select a token. And right there is W1. And so you take this W1 and I clicked on that. I don't have any left here on Polygon because I transferred it all up to wrapped Ethereum and to Harmony. All right. So I did that and I just hit transfer and I had to approve it in my wallet. It took a little bit for the Polygon network to approve it. But once I did, and once I got all that approved, I mean, it's like lightning fast because Harmony is super fast, dude. You know, it's faster than I think anything I've used. I don't know. Avalanche has been pretty fast. You know, that Phantom's fast. I mean, so Avalanche, Phantom, Harmony, they're all fast, you know? If you look at validator nodes, though, they're not really that decentralized when you really get down on brass tacks. And if decentralization is important to you, then that could be an issue. However, a lot of times with Gamify, it doesn't really seem like decentralization is on the top of everybody's priority list. And maybe it should be, but it's not. Leonardo, yeah, man, I watched your video about Dope Wars. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm really a big fan of Dope Wars. It's been kind of expensive to try to figure it out, but I like the concept. And yeah, you know, I kind of got a little man crush on Bell Gloom and the way he described it. It just sounded really rad. But yesterday they were talking about DeFi Kingdom, so I moved on to that, which got me down this rabbit hole of trying to figure out how to bridge up to Harmony, because DeFi Kingdoms is on Harmony. And I was just like, ah, shite, another freaking blockchain to go down on a rabbit hole with. So it's been me, instead of just using the traditional routes of going fiat, you know, using crypto.com or Binance to go straight to my Harmony wallet, I have tried to figure out, because I'm a cheap ass, you know, how to use some tokens that I had on Polygon already to transfer them from Polygon to Harmony. Because it's still expensive to try to bridge up from Ethereum, you know, it's like, you know, $30 to $100, depending on the gas fees of bridging up to from Ethereum layer one to any type of layer two or other type of blockchain. So I ended up doing this. You know, I took this from Polygon to Harmony using Relay, which can be found on QuickSwap, and I bridged up to Harmony. Okay, so I got my wrapped one on Harmony, and then I had to unwrap, and this is where SushiSwap came into play. I had to unwrap my wrapped one and to get it to be one tokens, and because that was another piece of the puzzle that I had to solve. So I went over here to SushiSwap and I took this wrapped one token, and this is where I swapped my wrapped one, because SushiSwap allows you to do things on Harmony, right? So I swapped my wrapped one to one token, and then finally I realized whenever I was trying to do that I didn't have any Harmony one in my wallet, because in for gas. And so I was like, ah, oh, shite, dude, seriously? I can't do this transaction from wrapped one to one because I don't have one in my wallet for gas. Because that's what the thing is whenever you're sitting here trying to use new blockchains, you don't have that. You got to have that token for gas in there, you know, and Avalanche, you got to have a little bit of AVAX, you know, and Phantom, you got to have a little bit of FTM, and Ethereum, you got to have a little bit of ETH in order to do transactions, you know, and Polygon, you got to have a little bit of Matic in your wallet. So if you're new to a blockchain, how do you start if you don't even have the token in it? Well, a lot of times you either have to buy a little bit from a centralized exchange, or you have to find a faucet somewhere, or maybe you can bum some off the crypto Twitter, you know, just post like, hey man, you know, I really want to play around with Harmony, but I don't have any Harmony. Can somebody send me one Harmony token? Yeah. And a lot of times people will do it, you know, because it's like, you know, okay. Harmony is like 25 cents. Yeah. You know, here's a quarter, you know, go have fun with a video game, kid, you know? I cracked myself up at 6 a.m. So I ended up just buckling in and just like buying a little bit of Harmony on crypto.com. So I bought like $60 worth of Harmony on crypto.com and I transferred it over. So I had the Harmony in my wallet in order to be able to unwrap my bulk amount of wrapped one to Harmony one. So I did that. And, you know, I had the Harmony that I had to transfer from crypto.com into my wallet. And then of course, you know, that was a pain in the ass because I had to sit there and like, you know, crypto.com makes you go use that Google Authenticator, you know, thing, and you had to go out of the app and go back in, set up your wallet, then do the transfer. You know, right now, crypto is kind of a pain in the ass, you know, unless you're like really into it. So, Leonardo says, I've been through that, and people helped me get some BNB for transaction. Binance, yeah, that's another one too. You know, you have to have BNB in order to use that. I don't really use BNB all that much just because, you know, I'm kind of biased and, you know, an a-hole because I can't, because Binance is not really available for me in Texas. But that's a good thing about crypto Twitter too, though. Is there's like this community of people around, you know, all us shadowy super coders, you know, like, you know, everybody's out to get each other. No, actually, people actually pretty much help each other out, you know. So here I am on the in SushiSwap. SushiSwap, you know, allows people to use the Harmony blockchain, you know, the AVAX blockchain, Phantom blockchain. Like SushiSwap's pretty rad, man. I swapped from wrapped one to one on here. And then I was finally able to go back over here to DeFi Kingdoms to start playing this game. Now, I really want to play this game. It has been such a pain in the ass trying to. Leonardo asked, so I'm not able to use PancakeSwap in Texas. No, I got to set up a VPN, you know, which is fine. I can use PancakeSwap, but I can't buy anything from fiat on Binance. So, you know, I got to have something already, you know, set up and, transfer from another blockchain to the Ethereum version of Binance Smart Chain and then, you know, swap it on PancakeSwap. And that it's kind of a pain in the ass. You know, it's like another problem solving thing and you kind of have to write down your steps. So I'm going to start playing DeFi Kingdoms today because this looks like a pretty freaking cool game. I'll go into DeFi Kingdoms here real quick, just so you can see it. I have not had the chance to play it yet because I've been so wrapped up in trying to figure out how to wrap and unwrap and get around, you know, to back and forth and across Harmony blockchain. But now that I have, and you know, it seems like it's going to be a cool game. There's a lot. I've been hearing good things from a lot of people who are into this whole gamify, and it's like DeFi and a gaming, you know, engine. So looks like I don't have any one yet. I just bought some one. Okay, here we go. All right. So yeah, now I have one. So I'll just name myself, my character name, Eureka John. Yeah, because I'm super original. They said he's heard. Leonardo said he's heard good things about the game. It's quite known in the Brazilian community. Man, Brazil, dude, Brazil knows what's up. Like with a lot of this blockchain stuff, and I mean, I guess you guys have had to, like, Brazil and South America, a lot of countries in Latin America. I mean, I don't really know much about the Brazilian currency, but I know a lot of currencies in South America have gone to complete crap. And so a lot of people have been forced into the cryptocurrency space well before, you know, the United States citizens, you know. Because I mean, it costs an ass load of whatever currency you're using to even buy a piece of chicken. You know, so, all right. So my character name, Eureka John, what profile image do I want to do? I'll do this dirty, hairy looking barbarian person right here. Cause that's kind of, it's kind of like me. I'm just like, kind of just ape my way into everything through life. You know, my wife says, you know, you always destroy new stuff because you're sitting there trying to force it to work. You know, and I'm like, it's kind of true. All right. So anyway, I got my character name. I need to stop here and I need to dig into this today. Tomorrow for Christmas, it'll be my Christmas morning present to jump into this game. So if you're into DeFi Kingdoms and you like this game, maybe you can offer me some tips today. I will post this on my Twitter and that I'm going to be looking at this, and I'll give me some tips and things to look out for. All right. Well, that being said, I got to go. I wish I still had hair. Yeah, well, you know, I got a bald spot right there. So that, but that bald spot stayed the same since I was about 25 years old. So I don't think it's, I think my hair, this is the way my hair is gonna look. I'm turning 46 on December 31st, you know. So if you're trying to get any passwords or anything like that, that's my birthday, is New Year's Eve, you know. So the next thing you want to know what my favorite first car was and my favorite baseball team and all types of stuff. All right. I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and we'll see where DeFi Kingdoms leads me. All right. Later.
Thank you for making it to the end of this program. If you actually like this content, give a thumbs up. And if you want to hear more, just hit the subscribe button. I'm available on YouTube, Odyssey, and BitChute, and on all the major podcasting platforms in audio version. Spotify specifically. If you would like to follow and leave a review, that would help a lot. I am also available on Twitter at EurekaJohn1. That's EUREKA John, JOHN, and the number 1. My DMs are always open. Feel free to shoot me a message. If you would like to donate some stablecoin or Ethereum, please feel free to send it to eurekajohn.crypto or eurekajohn.eth. This will help with the gas costs for all these protocols that I mess around with. Because that gas adds up, and I ain't rich. Yet. Thanks again.